This is Akashvani, the news read by Priya Badu. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today said it is only the collaboration of Quad that can ensure that the Indo-Pacific remains free, open, stable, secure and prosperous. Making an opening remark in the Quad Summit in Tokyo, the commitment to doing global good that the member nations have undertaken has a resonance far beyond this region. He said it is therefore essential that the political understanding strengthens, economic partnerships grow, technology collaborations expand, and the people-to-people comfort intensifies. The Quad Foreign Ministers' meeting was held in Tokyo today. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar, along with his counterparts from Japan, United States of America, and Australia, attended the meeting. The issue related to the death of UPSC aspirants due to drowning in a coaching center in Delhi was today raised in the Lok Sabha with BJP and Congress demanding a probe into the matter. During the Zero Hour, BJP member Bansuri Swaraj alleged that it is a result of criminal negligence of Delhi government. She said Aam Aadmi Party has been in power in Delhi for the last 10 years and it is also ruling Municipal Corporation of Delhi for the last 2 years, but no upgradation and desilting of drains have been done. Swaraj demanded that the Union Home Ministry should set up a probe committee to look into the matter. Rajya Sabha has taken a short-duration discussion on the recent tragic incident of deaths of students in a coaching institute in Delhi due to alleged negligence of authorities. Initiating the discussion, Dr. Sudhanshu Trivedi of BJP termed the incident as criminal negligence, demanding detailed investigation into the matter and fixing the responsibilities. He alleged that despite raising concerns about the building bylaws, no step was taken to clean the drainage system. Questioning the Delhi government, he said Delhi Jal Board's deficit has reached to 74,000 crore rupees and several allegations of corruption have been levelled against the board. Delhi police has arrested 5 more persons in the IAS coaching centre flooding incident, including the owners of basement and the person who appeared to have damaged the gate of the building. It said so far 7 persons have been arrested. Delhi police said it is committed to ensuring strict action against all those involved in the case. DCP Central M. Harshvardhan said the investigation is going on from all angles. Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia today said there is no dearth of jobs in the country and due to policy interventions of the present government, the unemployment rate has reduced to 3.2% in the country. Replying to supplementaries in the Lok Sabha during the question hour, the minister expressed hope that the unemployment rate will go down below 3% in the coming years. Minister of State for Education Dr. Sukanta Majumdar has said National Education Policy NEP 2020 aims to bring out the capabilities of each student and become a guiding light for the educational transformation in the country. He said this while addressing the inaugural session of the Akhil Bharatiya Siksha Samagam ABSS 2024 at New Delhi today. Minister of State for Education Jayant Chaudhary said the future of the nation is in the hands of our teachers and NEP 2020 has laid out an extensive roadmap for students as well as teachers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the inaugural session of Journey Towards Viksit Bharat, a post-Union Budget 2024-25 conference in New Delhi tomorrow afternoon. The conference has been organized by the Confederation of Indian Industry and is aimed at presenting the outline for government's larger vision for growth and industry's role in this endeavor. The Central Bureau of Investigation today filed a charge sheet against Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal in the Rouse Avenue Court in the alleged corruption case related to the now-scrapped excise policy. Mr. Kejriwal, who is also the national convener of his Aam Aadmi Party, was arrested by the CBI on 26 June from Tihar Jail, where he was in judicial custody in a related money laundering case filed by the Enforcement Directorate. The Supreme Court has refused to stay the Patna High Court order scrapping the 65% caste-based reservation in jobs and admissions in Bihar. It also issued notice on the appeals filed by the Bihar government and agreed to hear them in September. Last month, the Patna High Court had annulled the Bihar government's notification raising reservations for backward classes, scheduled castes and tribe-based from 50% to 65% in government jobs and higher educational institutions in the state. In Paris Olympics, the pair of Manu Bhakkar and Sarabjot Singh have qualified for the bronze medal final of the 10-amp air pistol mixed team event. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.